The 45-foot totem pole towering above Sitka's downtown waterfront is a great photo op for tourists. Every summer, groups of rain gear-clad visitors can be seen huddled around the giant, snapping their cameras enthusiastically. But few realize that the figure at the very top is of Alexander Baranov, head of colonial Russian America and symbol of years of bloody conflict between the Russians and the Sitka Tlingit. And even fewer realize he's in the buff.
This totem pole is a story of the battle between the Kiksadi and the Russians and the need for making peace with the Tlingit people and the Russian American. And Baranov is sitting up there quite naked. So that needs to be changed.
Bob Sam, chair of the Sitka Historical Society, says Baranov's nakedness is a symbol of shame when what's needed is a testament to healing.
Because we, as a community, need to move on with our lives and put this history behind us, but also acknowledge that history so that it doesn't happen again in the future.
How such a significant figure in local and state history wound up unclothed at the top of a totem pole carved almost 150 years later is something of a mystery. Here's a rough timeline. Sitka's Tlingit Kiksadi clan proposed the pole in 1940. A number of agencies take control of the project, including the National Park Service and the Civilian Conservation Corps. Just under a year later, master carver George Benson submits a design. It's accepted, and the project gets underway. This is where the mystery comes in. According to what is believed to be a copy of the original design, at that point, Baranov appears to have some clothes on.
What appears to be a shirt on, it's a side view, and it looks like he has clothes on.
The pole wound up being carved by a number of artists, not including George Benson, and not in Sitka, as the Kiksadi wished, but in Wrangell. Sitka Historical Museum director Bob Medinger says somewhere along the way, Baranov lost his clothes, and the pole's original message was lost as well.
The original intent has historically, for whatever the reason, had been changed for a variety of reasons, but the original intent of Mr. Benson, I think, was what we're looking at right now as being not a bad idea.
What Medinger and Sam are looking for is a do-over. They head up the Sitka Totem Pole Project, an ad hoc group of local agencies working to recarve the pole with a more positive message. But finding a theme that everybody can agree upon has been challenging. Sitka's urban native corporation, Chiatica, pledged $10,000 for the project when the idea was first raised about 12 years ago. Since then, the pot has doubled. The corporation's board wants an entirely different theme for the new pole, one representing broader Tlingit history, while Bob Sam and others would like the new pole to remain faithful to the history of the old, but with one significant change. They want to put clothes on Baranov.
Because we almost lost that history. Many of our elders passed away. Many of the people that were here during that time passed away, but we've been very fortunate with the Historical Society of compiling all of the documents and getting an accurate picture of the history of that pole.
There's another aspect to this story. The original pole is in bad shape, really bad shape. Touch its surface, and it's damp and spongy.
It's like a wick, and all the moisture is coming up from the ground into the totem pole, so it's deteriorating quickly. You could see the cracks in the pole, and you could see some of the dry rot, and right at the base is quite weak, so it needs to be replaced.
The total price tag for such a project? $100,000 to $120,000. Sam and Medinger are going after foundation grants, and they're hoping local agencies will step up to the plate, as Chiatica did. They say the pole is more than a tourist landmark. It's a collective symbol of Sitka's past and its future. And they say everyone should care about that. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.